This painting really is the culminating work of the period which begins in January 1914 and runs through July. One sees this increasing radicalism, this increasing willingness to embark upon paintings which he doesn't quite know where they're going. And clearly, the Landsberg portrait is the one that took him the furthest.
We know from Albert Landsberg's recounting of the making of this picture, he was Ivan's brother and was the chaperone during these sessions, that he said the last thing that Matisse did was to turn his brush around or use a palette knife of some sort and to scrape those beautiful wing-like lines. They were the last things that he made, and he called them the lines of construction. So there's definitely something about playing with the volume of this figure beyond even what we see there, like she's projecting off the surface of the canvas in some way.
It's a picture where the sense of time provided by the awareness of the scratching and the wiping and the incising is corroborated by one's perception of color emerging slowly while you're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones which people used to say, well, this is not a Matissean picture. And of course, the idea of Matisse painting a picture which isn't Matissean is a little comical. But it was a moment where he was really willing to push himself into areas which he hadn't occupied before and really which he wouldn't occupy again.